Why do you say these things to me?
Because a great deed is waiting now for you to do, answered Regan. But I shall say no more, for you love the pleasant, easy life in the palace. The life of a hero is hard. Your father suffered and was often cold and hungry. But his son is not like him.
Sigurd's eyes flashed as he sprang up from his seat.
Tell me now, Regan, he cried. What is the deed I must do?
You know that I am not afraid of cold or hunger or pain.
Sit down, Sigurd, and I will tell you, said Regan. Many hundreds of years ago I built for my father a great castle, and in this castle my father gathered his treasure. I longed for my share of the gold, but my father would not give it to me. So I worked and waited, but I thought of the gold all day and dreamed of it all night. Then my father died, and I thought that at last I would have a share of the treasure. But my brother drove me from the house, saying that the gold belonged to him. Years after that, a terrible dragon seized the castle and the gold. This dragon has killed so many men that no one will live in that land. But now you have come, O Sigurd, and I know you will kill the dragon and win the treasure. Many, many years have I waited for this day. Will you do this deed and win the praise of men?